try to maintain whatever mindfulness, inner peace and awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that can help you stabilize your daily mindfulness, leading to heedfulness. Yeah. Okay. Before I continue, let's after lunch, I think we need to come back by 1:15. Yeah? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Enough time, then we rearrange your cushion, all must move. Well, we need to allow the passage for Sifu to come in. They have to arrange the whatever chairs, and my this one also need to move a bit. Yeah? Then we will prepare the rest for Sifu to come. Pachan Sifu. Tentatively is 2 o'clock. And not confirm. They are very punctual, very punctual. So we should actually develop the gratitude and appreciation and thank them for allowing us to allow our retreat as usual to be held at this very conducive and beautiful way place. And at the same time, we would like to thank all the temple staff, kitchen helper, together with whoever who have helped make this retreat a real success, very meaningful, very successful, and it has benefited many, many people. So with that, we will actually continue with our I think after that you don't need to present any summarized account, don't you?
I think Pamasuri has prepared some gift.
Oh, that one? We have a gift also. No, neither back to turn the Sufu and Sufu the 那我们也有一个gift，那个六祖坛经啊，yeah啦，六祖坛经啊，哦，可以，啊，yeah，later that one towards the end towards the end. There will be according to Pamasuri, Pachan Sifu, Teng Xiang Sifu. And 3 helper. The other 2 part-time one, they don't want to come out, but it's okay. Wow, suddenly chill. The weather is very conducive. It's supposed to rain, according to Suyan, 10 o'clock.
Oh.
But didn't rain. Never mind. Okay, maybe with that, you all make sure you remember 1:15 assemble here. Then we do the preparation. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, no. You have to move it. I think they have to move it. The entrance there. Remember when he come in. Make it orderly. Oh, we still have about 18 minutes. Okay, we open up for Q&A. Anybody would like to report their meditation or ask any question regarding the meditation or the Dhamma? Yeah, Pocheng. Pass the mic to Pocheng.
Radio Amitabha, Mr. Steele Amitabha, and all Sciences Amitabha. Well, today I want to share about my experience this morning. Remember, Varadio, I met you downstairs and we have a short conversation.
This morning.
This morning. So, after that, I told Varadio that I'm going to light up lamp oil at the main shrine.
Yes.
So I went there and I saw Varadio in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay, and I put in the $10, and after that, I light up the...
Oh, so that I saw you light up and move the thing in front. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So I walk to the front of the main shrine and pay my respect. Of course, I'm holding the...
I'm
holding the oil lamp glass and holding it and express my respect and gratitude to the Triple Gem and say all those things that I need to say.
Mm.
And then after that, my awareness appeared and surfaced, you know,
oh,
my silent mind came.
Mm.
As my silent mind came, you know what happened, Radio?
Mm.
Was unbelievable.
Mm.
All this experience, as I told Radio, this camera retreat is all very new to me.
Yeah.
So this one is another new phenomenon that happened to me.
Sadhu.
So this awareness came right, and then, you know what I see, you know, Radio?
Yeah.
The chanting vibration and the whatever vibration all come along. It comes.
Yeah.
I can see coming.
Coming
towards me and coming to my
heart. Sadhu. In fact, the vibration there when they do the chanting is very good, very good. That's why a lot of Kamita who understand, they will stand there. It's very conducive vibration.
So all this vibration, I can see the energy very
well.
My eye become like very sharp, can see, you know. And then all this vibration and I don't know how to call that, or the vibration, all circulating me, you know. And then, because of this vibration, right, my whole body vibrating, you know, brother. Vibrating, and the vibration is not like a, I mean, it's not like a ant bite that kind.
Correct.
It's like, I can, it's magnified.
It's meant to be, because your nature and your faith and your transformation, all this actually fall into place. Then all the whatever great beings energy together with the chanting, the vibration, where you need this to activate inside. That's why they will come. I remember during the early day when I was here, 1980s. The initiated, whenever I come, that chanting very strong, you know, vibration, even afternoon chanting. That time, this abbot was still around, the last one, the one there, on the last photo. This one is a very young photo. When I saw him, he very old already. And a few years later, I think he passed away. And he is the one that was upstairs there. Above us, where the relics and all those things were enshrined. So what happened was, when he was now there, where he, last time he was the one that lead the chanting and all those things, not Tang Jia yet. So very strange, you know, I went in, I follow. Then later on, after finish, I passed by him, you know, he looked at me, you know, then he smiled. You know. It seems he only speak the Hokkien or what only one. Then when we were having the retreat that time, I was meditating up there. I went up to the back of the kitchen, went up to last time the pagoda not there, the old building. And my mind that time 1989 transformed already. You know. I went through the situation. I think he sensed it. You know. He upstairs there, he looked at me, you know. Then he smiled. Then I also smiled well. You know. Then after that, whenever I see him, he's full of joy. You know. So when he was doing the chanting, I remember the afternoon chanting, the part on Ami Tho Pho, wow, that one very strong. Then later on, the Kuan Yin one also. Then the whole vibration, they all conduct with a lot of mindfulness. So the vibration, everything, very soothing. So that's why that whole shrine, the vibration over the decades and decades of this type of what they call chanting, and every day they do, then they got Fa Hui everything. So this area, the energy and the great beings, nature, because of the sincerity of the founder and how this thing come about, it has its what they call efficacy. There is ever relating for the true cultivator of the way. Understand? So if you are a sincere true cultivator, you will experience all this. In Mahayana, they call Gan Ying. You know what is the meaning of Gan Ying? Xiang Ying, Gan Ying. Understand? Means your condition is ready and in mesh. Then you can feel it. Not only you, a lot of Kalamita told me, they like song also experience a lot of things. All the statue, flashing light and all those things. Then when they went down, I forgot, right? There is another Kalamita also told me something, I forgot. So a lot of things can happen if you have the faith, the affinity, then all these are, they will just manifest or not. Oh, then you will know how to tap it or not. You will know how to receive. Then you know, oh, it going to your heart there or not. Oh, last time I draw. Now I read it and people draw. So it's the other way around already. Because inside here, transform until like full, full, full. So this one, it actually doesn't do anything, but it is there ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. That's why if you all have the faith, the sincerity, then you develop the stability or the awareness nature, you will draw. Understand? Then because we all stay here, the collective consciousness together with the environment, the great beings nature and the vibration that this whole temple area has been subject to over a long period of time, and the statue are made of very good metal. So this one, I don't know, you call it like bronze or what? Is it bronze?
Yeah.
I think it's bronze. Huh?
Yeah.
So this one, they can absorb energy. Then there are some crystal, like the one from Myanmar or anything. Yeah, the Buddha, the Jake Buddha. So all these crystals, even the solid bronze statue or something, they have this, what they call, what you call, the quality of the metal that used to construct them, they are very conducive to receive this type of vibration and energy. So it will be retained there. You know? So if sincerely go and pay respect, you can feel even the Gan Ying and all those things. So your faith in all the great beings is also very important. When you have faith in them, somehow the nature will manifest and do their part, and you will receive it. That's why I always advise you all, pay respect, then thank them for their blessing, protection, and guidance. Then request sincerely, do continue to protect, guide, and bless this nature of mine. Then may this wholesomeness be shared by all. May all beings be well and happy, well and happy. So all this will create the causes and conditions and affinity so that in future, whenever you come or choose to come or have to come, the understanding will come back to you. Then you will have this, what they call affinity and causes and conditions, to actually go to places that have all these things where you can receive their help. And from there, your cultivation become like accelerated. That's why I used to tell you all, I've been to a lot of temple, a lot of places. And when I travel also, I can feel wherever I got that type of beautiful, pure energy or good vibration. Sometimes at the airport, I already feel it. When I went to Laos, I said, that Laos got two temples, very, a lot of relics and energy inside there. One of them is the, how many behind? The Jake Buddha one. The, it's a temple. That time, Rosie and Cindy used to tell us that one very famous. That one is a very, very famous temple. I forgot, it's inside Laos itself. Vientiane. Then the other one is the big fellow, like the Shedagon, like the one in Burma. Very big one, the stupa. Oh, that one energy also very strong. Then last time I told Sweet Anna, we went to Vientiane. I see my whole retreat there. We had a whole town full of the energy, you know. Oh. So how you explain all this? But if you don't have cultivation, like I say, you don't have that condition, you cannot feel. You know. When I was there at the airport before we fly to that side, I really feel, you know. So when we landed at, I think Long Prabang, is it Long Prabang? Vientiane. We flew from where already? Chiang Mai side. Chiang Mai, very strong energy. And that place, I've been there three times a year. Got one time with Fuk Chai also. Then also, I think there were another two occasions, I forgot. Wat Na Long Tree, we also went. So all this is, if you have a awareness-based sensitivity, you can feel it. So sadhu to you, Yes, we just sadhu. Yeah, very good. Continue, Okay.
So brother, with this energy all around me immersed, right? So I'm still holding the
oil lamp.
The oil lamp, there. So, but then this nature can actually add one over.
Yeah, definitely.
It can come out, and then put the oil lamp on the
No problem.
No problem, you know.
Because as this thing calm, you are still with the form. The form can still do things.
Yes.
No problem. Because that one that calm, it will move by itself. Then you draw. Then where it go, by itself, you don't need to do anything. Then it show it to you. That's why sometimes when I travel, especially to China last time, that's why I know. Even my second last teacher told me, well, he got this ability to see. He's supposed to have this ability to, like, divine eye, like that one. Then you can check on. Then he said, do you know who are you? What are you? I said, I don't know. He said, you came here very heavy. Then later on he told me, you have been in China. A lot of life in the black robe, is it? That's why Han, when Wu Pingjing Sir, we were doing the 88 Buddha or what allow for that time, he suddenly saw I become that one. Then you ask her. So all these are, it's not for you to believe or not believe. If you are in this field, if you are taking this path, this thing all manifests on. That's why I used to share with Kalimita. If you are not on this path, to meet one cultivator, not to say great being, also like impossible, very, very rare. But when you're on this, you meet so many, and keep on encountering, because that is your parami, your affinity, So, you cannot meet me, you cannot meet one, because you don't have the parami, Because the way you live your life, like the Buddha said, you are born or karma, you never have any affinity with this one. So how can you meet? But the one who has the affinity, they meet not only one, two, or one, so many, and keep on surfacing one. So that's why before you understand the first 2 years and all things, you don't have any of this experience. don't have any. But the moment after the MCO lockdown, after I share the Heart Sutta over 8 months instead of 8 to 9 days, he listened attentively to the faith, then she go and do. Then she experienced all the transformation. Actually, that time I also told a lot of Kayimta, how come dark horse progress so fast like that? I said, this one is really never come to my class. No. Then he, on her own, listening, because sincere, clean slate, not affected by all those things. So with the faith and the clean slate, all these things, then he listened attentively and follow. That's how the progress comes. Then because of past affinity or whatever, the thing just happened. And he, on her own, not only stabilized the awareness nature, located the gateway, it opened out, and the energy all going. Then after that, he become very different. The way she talk also different. Until the sister heart also, he said, well, people, if not because my sister, I won't believe all of this, any of this. Because the sister is so close to her, right? Sister know next to nothing, that time. Johan was very worried about her. A lot of things. He go everywhere, like she don't understand. Then Han, out of love, out of sincerity, advised her to come down and attend my retreat. That's how it happened. So the first two retreats he attend, he is still Wong Cha Cha one. In the Q&A, you ask the Kayamita, but you pardon me, is it? I really chow, is it? A lot of things I don't know. So she keep on asking. But after that, suddenly he become very serious. Then he want to attend MCO. Cannot attend. Then I say, blessing in disguise. Yeah? Sui came back. Qin Hao and Suyan discussed. Then we just start. So the date I think Suyan sent to me, it was 2020, I think, March or one. Decide to start the Zoom. That is how everything happened. Then everything fall into place. Understand? So let us rejoin.
Lots of gratitude to Varadio's teaching. What I want to say is, from this experience, right, Varadio, the sincerity is so important.
Yeah.
You must have no doubt.
Correct. You must not doubt. That faith will be very different. Right? Because when you are sincere and you understand this, no more doubt.
Yes.
The faith, that one, give her the urgency. That's why he contemplate death. Marana, Sati. So that time, means calling already, understand? The past, calling already. That's why you will go all out, understand? Just like 1986, when Kuan Yin's message come, then I know inside calling already. Then from then onward, I already meditating, but I don't know what the real one is. Until 86, when Kuan Yin came with the triple gem and the message, he said, not much time left. You must move fast. He held my hand, open up. Then the vase. The moment I saw the vase, I know it's Kuan Yin. It's an old lady in white, In white, The strange thing, before I wake up, it's very clear or no, very vivid or no, and color or no. So I was in a marketplace. Then suddenly, one young lady, not really that young, I think about 18 or 20 years old. You know what happened or not? She just called out, civil engineer, civil engineer. Who the hell know I'm a civil engineer? But nobody called me like that or no. Then I look around, I thought calling somebody else. Then she come to me, Then I look at her, you know what she did? She said, come, my teacher want to see you. Lead me to the old lady in white. And the old lady in white smile. Wow, that type of smile, Then he held my hand. He opened it out. Then he take out the vase. He pour on my hand in straight line. Three of the gem. Really gem. Then I realized there is a triple gem, means the message. Then the moment I saw the vase, I know it's Kuan Yin. My nature full of joy. Then the message, you have to move fast. Not much time left. You know why? Because I have to connect fast. 89. You realize that? Actually, left with 2 over 2-3 years only. You know? Because all the causes and conditions are there. Around 1989, after I realized, my last guide came. Otherwise, I miss all this already. Then because of that, I go all out, 1986 to 89. Then Xuan Hua came, Ajahn Yantra came, my last guy, my second last guy, all came, the book, Xuan Hua's book, all those things, my brother went and went, during that time, 86, he go. So that 3 years, the teacher come, the guy come, the book come, everything I need come. Then after that, I no need to see anybody. Actually, my last guy, I refuse to see him. Until later part of, I think 89. So all this can happen. So when you receive all this message or what, you will know what. But the dream is not a dream. No, before I wake up, no, very vivid. Immediately after that, my consciousness awareness come up. Just come up. Then I knew it. Then with a lot of what they call gratitude. Enjoy, I pay respect to Kuan Yin straight away. Then after that, non-stop the cultivation. Then after that, all the teacher come. Then I take refuge in Xuan Hua, my whole family. Then after that, I met Ajahn Yantra. Then I met, of course, initially Chief Reverend De Ola, but those are people who didn't really significantly give me the understanding and what. But they are actually very beautiful monks, like especially Chief Reverend Neil. Then I have gratitude towards Reverend and Sri Sumitra, but they introduced me to Ajahn Yantra, and that connection was very important. Then after that, my meditation became different, my understanding became different. Then I reversed my university day cultivation area, Anapanasati. I went into absorption, and I experienced all this. The very strong, calm, stillness energy. Like you enlightened. But later on, I realized, after I met Ajahn Yantra, I said, the highest meditation, we choose aware of all our action and movement in the present. Then I realized, I have not done this. I did the highest meditation. Then I reflected, Satipatthana Sutta mentioned no. The first category of Kaya Numasa, mindfulness of the four postures, then all action, all movement in the present moment. But then I realized, this is the one. And I faith in Ajahn Yantra. But his teaching, really like Po Ching, vibrate in me. Then I can draw and the understanding, a lot of joy. That's why I wrote down all the advice he gave me. I don't need to remember, one by one, he struck me on contemplation. So because of that, my nature here starts to activate. Then it starts to be sensitive. And also because of my faith, every time I pay respect, the religious routine. After that, this one transforms and becomes sensitive. Then after I met the rest of the guide and the teacher, the last one, that time I actually don't need anybody. I have the Dhamma, I already know. But I need somebody to let me know where the gateway is. If I were to do it myself, I need at least 10 to 15 years to find that. Not easy. So it cut short my training. So because it cut short my training, that's why I was ahead of time. But finally, I still have to 89 to 204, 15 years later, only people have the courses and continue to invite me to come up. Then when I started, nobody know me. Nobody know. We have to rush. Okay, we end. We come back later. Okay.
Write your last rejoice and then pray respect and gratitude towards the Triple Gem.
All the great beings. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You pay respect, then you can go for your lunch.